Thank you. Hey.
The blistering sun didn't deflate any of Don Ament's enthusiasm. The former Colorado Agriculture Commissioner kicked off the rally at the Fort Lupton Historic Site, an adobe replica of a fur trading post along the South Platte River between Denver and Greeley.
Even though it's hot out here and it's a little dry, this is still the best country in the world to live in, so we're going to start on your feet for the Pledge of Allegiance.
The venue was no coincidence, as speaker after speaker alluded to this region's early white settlers who had the foresight, they said, to channel and store water off the Rocky Mountains so the high desert could bloom.
People like W.D. Farr and many other visionaries.
But the present also wasn't lost on those behind the mic, like Fort Lupton's mayor, Tom Holton. He noted that in the past 3 wet years, excess water entitled to Colorado has flowed out of the state, and Holton wants some of that water to be banked away for years like 2012.
This isn't a Republican or a Democrat issue. This is a Colorado issue. We need to stop fighting and start putting these projects together.
As cities like Fort Lupton and more so nearby Erie and Frederick have grown, they've bought up water rights from farmers, leading to the so-called buy and dry phenomenon. This has cast doubt about the future economic health of one of the state's most lucrative industries. Chris Smith heads the left-hand water district in Boulder and Weld counties.
If we have another year or two like we did this past winter, the cities and farms in our area are going to start to suffer because we don't have the storage necessary to capture this water that belongs to Colorado.
Saving farms is one of the main arguments put forth by those backing the estimated $400 million NISP project. The idea being that if these cities and districts had their own water supply, they wouldn't have to buy up all the farmers' water. But would the buy and dry really stop? Gary Walkner is doubtful. He's spokesman for Save the Pooter. Standing on the river's banks in downtown Fort Collins, he says NISP is about fueling suburban growth in an arid region that can't support it.
There's a lot of misinformation out there about the role of this proposed reservoir and its impact on farms.
Today, the Pooter River is dark and murky because of the Hewlett and High Park wildfires upstream. But one thing is pretty constant this time of year, says Walkner. Wildfires or not, drought or wet year, the river flowing through here is a trickle come summer.
If that reservoir gets built, less than 25% of the natural flow will still flow through this town. And so that's not shaving, that's not skimming, that's gulping, that's draining.
Save the Pooter supporters worry more diversions will stress fish and the local recreation economy.
There is no water left in our rivers, and that's what we just need to come to grips with and find a new path forward.
You can't shut the door after you got here, and you can't stop population growth. That's going to happen.
Back in Fort Lupton, Chris Smith of Left Hand says his customers have already implemented aggressive conservation strategies. And backers of NISP say other proposals floated by environmentalists, such as water leasing from farms, still won't meet this region's long-term needs. Smith says he's confident NISP will be built, even after the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers signaled recently it needed another year to finish an environmental study. The Corps cited the breadth and impacts of the proposal.
Well, it's not a setback. This is a huge project with a lot of implications. And the need to study it is not something that the participants have tried to shy away from or run away from.
NISP is now 13 years in the making, but that's not necessarily long in water years. After all, it took more than a quarter century to build the landmark Colorado Big Thompson Project, which first diverted and channeled massive amounts of western slope water to the eastern plains. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.